and welcome to The Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today I'm joined with Owen.
What's up?
And today we're going to be doing the Brawlcast Awards. So basically what this is it's basically like this awards that we're doing for podcasters, because, right, you know, there's like the Brawlies, there's like all sorts of awards for different things, but there's no awards for the podcasts, so I just thought this would be fun to do. There won't be, like, actual awards. I'll just say what they did good, like, what I think they were good. And also, you guys will get to vote on which episode you think is the best in the Q&A. You could also send me an email, thebrawlnewspodcast@gmail.com, or just do it in the Discord. And anyways, let's get right into it.
And also, before we get in, just for, like, in Brawl lately for me, I've just been getting some rank 25s. I have about 10 now.
Dang.
And I got Buzz rank 27 with his mastery title. So that's all good and stuff. Exciting. But I haven't really been doing much. I've been playing a bit more Fortnite. So, yeah.
So have I. I mean, I've just been enjoying the game a bit more than I have in Brawl Stars. I don't know. Fortnite doesn't have that pay-to-win aspect to it. Which I know Brawl Stars does a good job at making it not too pay-to-win, although with Kit. It's, yeah. I think the early access should be deleted. I think that's really a stupid concept to me. Like, walking a brawler behind a paywall, especially a brawler as OP as Kit was, it's unfair.
It is, because, and then when it gets to Star Road, it's on a Star Road, but it takes a while to get a legendary brawler, so it's going to be nerfed before.
And some that's people like, get it, at least like I'm sure you've played games, right? There's games that are free to play and they're only cosmetic, right? That's like Fortnite. I can't think of some other ones off the tip of my tongue. I'm sorry. But like that. And that's like if a free to play game or a game that doesn't have any advantage, they just released a skin that made you completely good with the shadows. Like you would blend in with shadows.
Super skin.
Yeah. Like it'd be insane. And that did happen, but it was an accident. They didn't do it on purpose. Maybe
it's
they
still,
do.
Like, a little, like, pay-to-win, just because if, like, you're in, like, a shadow, it's still, like, harder to see, but...
But getting more back on topic, we're first going to go through the Q&A. So, I haven't answered the Q&A in a while, so I'm actually pretty sure my brother might have even left one. And, so, here we have, actually, I've already answered those ones. In this one, I, had... asked Brawl on Brawl Days are here, there was a few responses. So my brother said yes with a bunch of random emojis, don't know what those are for, and then Kaka said yes, and so did Goofy Gamer too. He said yes, please update and record. Yeah, that was, I read that message and it's been almost a month. I'm sorry. Alpha Drenix said yes, and I think I actually have some from the Bizarre Circus, and he says, is there any way you will add voice chat, report buttons for all game modes, and search options to find brawlers and lists? You know, I don't work at Supercell, but I do think that would be a very good addition. What about you, Elon?
Yeah, I think
voice chat would just be so good, although it might be a bit toxic considering how toxic all the 8-year-olds are already with all their thumbs downing.
I guess, but... I mean, Brawl Stars, it's a nice community, I'm going to be honest. Like,
it's a nice community.
Yes, Brawl Stars has...
The community itself is good, but the in-game...
Have you seen games like Rainbow Six Siege or Call of Duty? Those games are, like, bad community.
We don't talk about that. And the next guy, King100, said, why is Edgar epic? You know, I think it's because...
You went over this episode.
Did I? All right. No, I don't think I've done Q&A. Maybe I have.
Let's just do it again. It's okay.
Why is Edgar epic? It's because he can heal with his punch, which is the only thing he can do.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already answered these questions.
Yeah,
so, like, yeah. Anyways, now we'll get back to the actual episode. And anyways, starting it off, we'll start off with the best intro music. So, in my opinion, I feel like this was a pretty clear winner because this podcast, they had a change, right? They weren't uploading for a while, and now they came back, had new intro music, and it is very good. Eternal Brawl's intro music was amazing. It's just very good. I mean, it's kind of funny sounding, but it just works.
The only competition it had was Crimson Brawl, but I still think it's just better. Like, it's mm-hmm. so good. I just, like, vibe to it every time, dude. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. And next one is Best Editing. Now, in my opinion, I would have to go with Crimson Brawl. Like, I feel like the way it's edited, and also, he makes, like, YouTube videos, and I watched a part of it, and it is such high quality. It looks like something that, like, Jimbo would make, if you don't know. It's similar, like, he's got the PNGs that show up, and it really seems very professional and very cool. And I know this is about podcasts, but also his podcast, he has, like, it into sections, he's got different music. I think it's pretty good. I really like the channel, and he's also... the next one is Best New Podcast, and that, once again...
is Crimson Brawl.
I mean...
Yeah.
Came out of the blue. It's not that new, considering, like, I'm new as well. This podcast hasn't even been on for a year, right? Like, we're nearing on it soon, which is kind of crazy to think about. It's already been that long. But it's just so good. I mean, they came out of the blue, and they were really good, and it's every time it's an interesting topic. Like,
I think Zyronian was new, too.
No, they're over not a year old.
Yeah, I guess.
But, and I definitely really like Zyronian Brawl Academy. We'll get to them later. Next up, we have Best Video Podcast. And the reason I don't keep these guys in any other things is because they're a video podcast, which is, in my opinion, totally classified differently because I personally don't watch video podcasts. And I feel like a podcast and a video podcast, you can't really compare the two because they're so different, mm-hmm. right? A video podcast is almost like watching a live stream after it happened. At least that's what I feel like to me. And I like it. I mean, I don't really watch it too often because I don't have the time to. And I don't enjoy listening to it. But I do really like these podcasts. So there's two winners for this. And it was Brawl Stars All-Stars and
Everything Brawl Stars.
So this was pretty clear. I mean, these two podcasts, they are always so consistent, right? Like... they're by far so consistent, especially for video podcast, right? It's kind of crazy how much they upload. Like, the Brawl Stars All-Stars, right? They're so popular. They have merchandise now, which to me is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I would never have thought that a Brawl Stars podcast was going to have merch. So, congrats to him. That's so cool. And, the next one is going to be...
I can read this one, I guess. Is it... what is he? Oh, Brawl Star. Okay, let's see. Consistent. Most consistent podcast.
So, for most consistent podcast, we have Zyronian Brawl Academy. Now, I know there's other podcasts that are so constantly uploading that are like video podcasts, right? But I wouldn't count that because it's not a podcast. It's a video podcast, which is kind of different, right? And basically, Zyronian Brawl Academy... I really see them not uploading after a week, and it's pretty impressive, especially for, like, a podcast that is always doing these video, or not video, I think. They're doing a voice podcast, which is really impressive, and they're also not just doing the same content. They're doing original content. Like, I remember, I think their most recent video was, like, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember, but I remember it's pretty original, and it's cool, which is another reason I really like this podcast.
Yeah. Also, if I could say something real quick. Everything Brawl Stars and Brawl Stars All-Stars just randomly stopped doing Q&As, and I don't really know why, but if you're listening, I don't know if you are, I would suggest to do them, just because I think a lot of people like them, and I've been seeing a lot of people respond on them, but yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to say that.
Also, so coming up next, we have Best Podcast Meme, and I'm pretty sure you guys already know what it is, because it's the only podcast meme.
No, in Eternal Brawls, he had this one guy, an old listener, who would always say his name is Elon Musk, and he'd make a joke about that and stuff, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so Pringlescan, right? I mean, it was a running joke with everything. It was in episode 88, I think, of Brawl Stars All-Stars. He was playing with his dad, and his dad called Daruma Mr. P Pringlescan. And it kind of became like this copy pasta. Everyone was talking about Pringles can, which, if you don't know what a copy pasta is everyone kept saying it. It's like this thing, and they were like, it would be like best skin, Pringles can, or who's your favorite brawler, Pringles can. And I thought it's pretty funny. I mean, might have been a bit overused, but it's still pretty funny. at least for a good bit. And do you have anything to say?
No, not really. But I remember this one guy who responded on Q&As changed his full username to Pringles Can Man or Pringles Can Fan. I forget. And he would only respond with, like, Pringles Can jokes on them.
Yeah, so that's funny. Shout out to Pringles Can Man if he's listening. And the next one we have is the most informative podcast. So this podcast, if you're looking for straight important stuff like improving at Brawl Stars, about the stuff that's going on, or especially with competitive and stuff, right, like Power League and stuff like that, it's very informative and helpful. And in my opinion, it has to go to Wolfpack, because it just, they, he does such informative podcasts. He knows so much about the game, right? Like, yeah. His Power League guides, they're just so detailed and so, such a good understanding, considering he has a ton of trophies. I don't know exactly how much. Maybe Owen does.
Yeah, I did friend him. And I think I changed his name so he didn't know who it was, and then he unfriended me. So, yeah, that's funny. But he has 58,000 at the time, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember exactly, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. And so, you know, you're speaking to someone who is an amazing Brawl Stars player already, and you are getting these tips and tricks, right? Because they're really good at Power League too, I'm pretty sure, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And this guy knows what he's talking about. He edits and everything. He also is very good editing with the he has a face cam and everything, which to me is pretty good. And then, so next one is funniest episode. So, in my opinion, at least, I found this was a very funny episode, which was Leon's Legion Walmart stories.
The oldest.
Yeah, part one. Yeah. It was a very good episode. I would totally suggest you guys go check it out. It's very funny. Talks about his stories in Walmart, working there. It's so cool. It's funny. And I definitely think it's the most funny episode. What about you?
Yeah, it was either. I liked that one. I also liked, that was definitely the funniest, I think the best episode. I'll say that for later if that's one of them. But yeah, that's the funniest for sure.
But anyways, next we have best podcast cover art. So in my opinion, I feel like this one looks so professional. It looks so cool. And it looks like a professional podcast, like I had been saying twice, sorry. But basically, I feel like it goes to Zyronian Brawl Academy. Personally, I mean, I know there's other podcasts that are really cool, but to me, this feels like a podcast. Having the microphone light up in the background and having the title, it just really, really looks professional to me. But although maybe my brother has a different opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree. These two I really like. I really like the Brawl Show, but I think the best is Crimson Brawl. He changed this recently, and it looks so good.
Yeah, it's the red star drop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's very good, too. So, you've got to give credit where credit's due to the other podcasts, like Brawl Show and Crimson Brawl. And next one, we've got the best collab episode. So, this is pretty easy. In my opinion, this is like a crazy episode. I know they've done two collabs this crazy, which is ridiculous. And it has to go to the Brawl Show, and it's Talking with the Bull. To me,
the voice actor.
The voice actor of Bull, like, to me, that is the craziest thing that could ever happened, right? Like, who would have imagined when podcasting for Brawl Stars started happening? Who would have thought that in these years, people would be talking with the Bull and the Fang and Cordelius? Like, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, they also actually added, like, Bull had, like, their intro as a bit. And it would say in, like, the voice, which is cool. I think their latest episode didn't have that, but yeah.
All right, so now we're at the point where we're at, this is one of the last ones. We've got best podcast. So there is four nominees for this, and the first nominee is Leon's Legion. Now, Leon's Legion, it's funny. It's got all sorts of content. It does vary a bit, so it's not always about Brawl Stars, but you can count on him to make good content every time. Next one is the Brawl Show. You can always count on them to be funny, entertaining, easy to listen to, and that's another reason why I love that podcast so much, and they're so good to listen to. Next one is Eternal Brawl. They're so consistent. They're always uploading, except for the break they took, and they're just informative. They make good points. They're also very good at the game, so They're definitely a good choice. And last nominee is Zyronian Brawl Academy. Another amazing podcast. Consistency, creativity with the episodes and everything. It's just awesome. But if we'd have to pick one out of these, I think we can all agree, at least me and my brother, that it is...
I'd say Eternal Brawl.
So would I. Eternal Brawl wins Best Podcast of 2023 at the Brawlcast Awards. So... before we end this episode off, I know it was actually awfully short.
Before, I would actually, can I make something one real quick?
Yeah.
It's Best Lore, Podcast for Lore, because it's like a big thing in Brawl, and I know they don't miss out on lore episodes, really, and that'd be the Brawl show.
Yeah, gotta give it to them. They're always, I mean...
not really.
I mean, yeah, yes, there was one part. It's funny, but they just... they're talking about lore, they're interested in it, and they're very good, right? I remember they both made episodes. One was about 8-Bit, and the other one was about the overall Star Park.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. If you'd like to learn, I would listen to that if you're not wanting to watch the video of Kairos's, which he makes. But most that's pretty cool. I forgot to add that in earlier, which I apologize. And, we kind of talked fast. So we're done with everything. So,
and with that, the 2023 season comes to an end. Good night.
Just want to thank you guys so much for listening and hope you guys have an amazing 2024.